The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I think the job of being a teacher is so rewarding in so many ways.
The connection between you and the whole class, that's still unbeatable.
When my pupils are successful, it feels incredible.
I think the greatest thing for me is seeing the pupils that I teach love the subject as much as I do.
I don't think there's any other job where you get the same satisfaction.
That's why I chose to teach.
You could get £26,000 tax-free to train, search, apply to teach. Selected subjects only, subject to eligibility.
You're now listening to Gamertag Radio's E3 2015 coverage, live from the Los Angeles Convention Center.
Hey, this is Paris Gamertag Radio, and we're here at E3 2015, and I'm very excited because we're going to talk some Deus Ex Mankind Divided. And I have somebody here to talk to us about it. Can you introduce yourself?
Yes, hello. My name is Mary DeMarle, and I am the Executive Narrative Director on the Deus Ex franchise and Mankind Divided.
Okay, perfect. Excellent. Thank you for joining us. So, huge fan of the series as a whole, and especially of the previous sequel, Human Revolution. So, talk about, story-wise, where does this pick up going into Mankind Divided?
Mankind Divided takes place 2 years after the end of Human Revolution, so that's 2029. The world has changed since Human Revolution. As we know, at the end of Human Revolution, there was a massive event that went off worldwide where a lot of mechanically augmented people were sent into the psychotic rages and caused a lot of destruction. So 2 years later, we're dealing with a world that is looking at Augs as they're very racist against them. They are a lot of hatred and fear, and the world is kind of dealing with a segregation issue. But Jensen is back, Adam Jensen is back, and now he's working for Interpol as a counter-terrorist agent to kind of combat the rise in terrorism and the black market crime that has happened as a result of the Aug incident.
How does Mankind Divided actually differ gameplay-wise from Human Revolution? I know from the short demo we were shown, there were some of the Augs have returned. Some of the augmentations return. Do you guys introduce any more augmentations for the listeners who aren't here to have a peek?
Yes, we have a bunch of new augmentations. We have a lot of returning favorites like the cloaking Aug and the X-ray smart vision. But for some of the returning ones, we have a lot more. We have Jensen has a gun arm augmentation. So hidden inside his mechanical arm, there's a variety of guns that he can have, both lethal and non-lethal. One of the non-lethal ones is the Tesla gun arm, which allows you to target between 1 and 4 enemies and hit them with a big bolt of electricity that knocks them unconscious. We also have a PEPS embedded into the arm, the Pulse Energy Propulsion System. I think that's what it's called. And we also have nanoblades that it can now be thrown as deadly projectile weapons.
Now, one of the trademarks of Deus Ex, which separates it from other shooter franchises, is the fact that you can play this game any way you want. If you want to completely go stealth, not kill anybody in the game at all, you can do that. If you want to go in guns blazing, you can do that as well. The demo that we got to see earlier, something that stuck out to me was the fact that there was a storyline choice that you had with one of the characters, and depending on what you did, completely changed what happens next. So can you kind of elaborate on that and how that's going to work in the game?
Yes. Well, we always wanted to make... I mean, Deus Ex is definitely a game that you get to play it the way you want, and it has deep choices and consequences. And the choices that you make, not only do they affect your gameplay and define how the game is, but they do affect the story as well. So different ways that you might interact with characters or different things that you might discover in the environments or paths you might take will open up new story pathways through the games. And things that you do at an early part in the game and decisions you make, they could cut off entire storylines, or they could introduce new ones that will then come back and affect the end of the game or various points along the way.
What can gamers look to expect from, you know, from a time perspective? How long is a game like this expected to take?
I don't know that we're actually talking about time, but it is a game that it's really how much you want to play and how much you want to explore.
Okay, well, as far as level design goes, I mean, this isn't a truly open world game, but are there branching level paths that you can take?
Yes, there are many different routes through an environment. We talk about Deus Ex being a multi-path, multi-solution. Mm-hmm. So you can find paths that will take you into certain sections, or we're playing a lot with verticality in our maps, so you can go up and explore and around to get to your objective. So there's a lot of things that the level design themselves offer. A lot of different exploration possibilities.
Okay. Well, actually, I guess we'll just go ahead and wrap it up now, but what systems can we find this on?
It's going to come out in early 2016 for the PS4, the Xbox One, and PC as well.
Okay. Well, Mary, thank you for your time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. It was fun.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Thanks for listening. Tune in next week.